Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. We have an entrepreneur involved with India Hicks, and this is a company in London and Harbour Island, an independent style ambassador. And with us today is senior director and founding leader who lives in Orchard Park, Nancy Murphy. I'd like to tell you a little bit about her background. She's born and raised in Buffalo, but spent a good portion of her life studying in England and then starting her career in Northern California before settling back in Buffalo. After this early career in corporate America, she jumped off the corporate ladder and entered the world of entrepreneurship. This entrepreneurship has allowed her to realize that she has always had a keen eye out for exciting and potentially successful opportunities, which allowed Nancy Murphy the freedom and confidence to pursue them. In the mid-80s, Nancy and her husband Randy bought the Crabtree and Evelyn concept to Buffalo and opened two shops that immediately met with an enthusiastic response. Our guest today, Nancy Murphy, senior director and founding leader with India Hicks. First of all, let's talk about your role as a vice president of sales and marketing. What is that all about?
Well, actually, I'm not the vice president of sales and marketing. Thank you for that
promotion.
It's a nice promotion.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
But it's a good segue into how I actually got involved with the company, because the real vice president of sales and marketing is a very dear friend of mine I worked with years ago. And I received a call. Her name is Jeanette Zaks, and I received a call from her about a year ago, last May. And we got chatting, and she told me what she was up to and that she'd been tasked with launching this wonderful new company called India Hicks. Wondered if I'd be interested in joining her. And at the time, I was running a very demanding event business, still am actually, in conjunction with this India Hicks opportunity. So it didn't, on paper, seem to make any sense. But after pursuing it a little further and actually meeting India via Skype, it was an opportunity I just couldn't pass up. So the real vice president of sales and marketing, Jeanette Zaks, is responsible for my getting involved with this great company.
Well, let's talk about what you're involved with. This is, I guess you call it a direct sales women's lifestyle company.
That's exactly what it is.
Let's talk about what that means, because a lot of people are not involved with merchandising or women's clothing, or they just don't know anything about what this is. A lifestyle company, what does that mean?
Well, before I go into that, I think it's important that you know a little bit about India. India is a British citizen. Her grandfather was Lord Mountbatten, the last viceroy to India, thus her name, as the last granddaughter. And she spent a lot of her life kind of in the shadow of a lot of historic figures. She was a bridesmaid in Princess Diana's wedding. Her godfather is Prince Charles. Her father, David Hicks, was a really prominent designer in the 60s and 70s. So
she comes from pretty good stock.
Pretty good pedigree. And she, I think, had her eyes wide open all those years looking and, you know, just sort of absorbing all the beautiful design and just the beauty around her. And so when she got into her 40s, she decided it was time to come out from the shadows of all the historic people she'd been around her whole life. And she launched her lifestyle collection.
Now, what do you mean by a lifestyle collection?
It's an exclusive collection of beauty and accessories, and it's really inspired by her British heritage and her island life. She grew up in England, now lives in Harbor Island, Bahamas, so she's managed to really meld those two design ideas into a gorgeous collection of handbags, beauty, jewelry. She intentionally calls it a lifestyle collection because it really leaves an open-ended direction for the company. It could go into linens, it could go into beautiful stationery, it could go to a lot of different areas. So a lifestyle collection now is beauty, accessories, and jewelry. What it will be in the future, only India knows.
Now, let's say somebody is listening today in Buffalo or Toronto or Manhattan, mm-hmm. and they'd like to buy some of these products. Mm-hmm. You call this a direct sales women's lifestyle company. How do they buy them? How does it work?
Well, she's kind of updated the old definition of direct sales. Probably the earliest direct sales model was Avon. Ding dong Avon calling. You know, when we were young, women sold Avon. But India sort of updated that business model. It still takes place back in the heart of the home, so there's not a retail presence in terms of a real bricks and mortar. It takes place in get-togethers in women's homes or in pop-up shops in lovely stores. I had a great pop-up shop in a Pilates studio recently.
In Western New York?
In Western New York. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's really direct sales. When she decided to launch this collection, she wasn't sure exactly how she was going to bring it to market. And she made the decision after a lot of consideration that she didn't want her product sitting cold on the shelves of Bergdorf's and Bloomingdale's. She wanted it in the hands of ambassadors, which is what we are, telling the story about India and the products in her collection. And in a year's time, I think if she were sitting here, she's quite pleased with having embraced the whole direct sales model.
Is this sort of like the pyramid sales with companies like Amway? You mentioned Avon, mm-hmm. where you have multi-level marketing to
That's
sell
exactly
product.
What it is.
So,
yep.
So basically, you work on a network of friends and supporters and business associates and entice them to buy the products, and then you get other people involved. Isn't that right?
That's exactly it. It's sort of a two-pronged profit opportunity. So as ambassadors, we have the opportunity to sell the products directly to our friends and family. And then the second path is by sponsoring, to your point, Brian, other women to join us in our tribes. We're called tribes.
Tribe.
Yes.
Okay.
So
that may fit in with the name India.
Yes.
Okay.
It's fun. I mean, you know, that the whole idea of a tribe really just speaks to India's joie de vivre, if you will. She's just got such a spirit, and everything she does is a little unconventional. You just never know what's going to happen next, and she's just a lot of fun to be around. I'm really so happy to be partnering with her and helping her launch her company.
Okay. Do you want to give an email address or website or a phone number that the people listening can get involved with
Sure.
the company India Hicks?
The best bet really is to contact www.indiahicks.com. And then anyone who's listening can certainly ask for more information. What will probably happen is she will be directed to an ambassador in her geographic area. But that's the best bet, is just to contact www.indiahicks.com.
Okay. Now, where is this company headquartered? Where do they work out of?
Their corporate headquarters is in L.A. The distribution center is in Houston. And then there are 750 ambassadors, independent ambassadors, working across America.
Very good. And is the company growing?
The company's growing quickly. It's a little over a year old. So last January, there were probably a handful of us. And now there are 700, probably closing in on 800, which seems like a lot. But when you think about our entire country, it really isn't. It's still such a new opportunity. It's such a ground floor chance to get in on something and really grow with it. And to be honest with you, that is that's why, in great part, I decided to do it. I thought, how many times in a lifetime is a opportunity like this, which is so new, going to cross my path? I had to do it.
And what region do you cover for India Hicks, Nancy Murphy?
There are no territories. So when I decided to do this, I contacted all of my friends everywhere in America and said, either join me or go on my e-commerce site and buy something, shop.
So the business is doing very well.
It's doing great. Doing really, really well.
Wonderful.
Yep.
Now let's talk about your other business that you're involved with, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a corporate wellness business called Harmony Expositions, and we go into companies with 500 or more employees, and we produce very large corporate wellness events. So we'll bring in screening and massage therapists, anything that has to do with wellness. Both traditional and alternative medicine, and started that about 10 years ago, and it's been very successful. You know, the whole idea of taking better care of employees taking better care of themselves just makes so much more sense. So how I'm doing both right now, I really don't know, but...
You're a juggler.
I'm a juggler. By the grace of God, it's all happening.
All right, good. For those who just tuned into the Rusk Report, our guest is Nancy Murphy, Senior Director and Founding Leader of India Hicks. And I'd like to thank those who've called regarding our recent guests, Russell Salvatore, Ed Rutkowski, and Booker Edgerson with the Buffalo Bills alumni. And coming up, we'll have Lena Kennedy coming on with Alexandra Professional, and Nick Langworthy, Erie County Republican Chairman. If you have any thoughts or comments, if you're listening in Buffalo or Montreal or Washington, D.C., drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. This station has received letters as far away as Scandinavia, New Zealand, so we'd like to hear from you listening to our 50,000 watts of clear channel power. A little bit more information about Nancy Murphy. While operating the Crabtree and Evelyn shops, she founded a marketing firm called L. Alexander & Company, which was named after her first child, and specialized in bringing innovative juvenile products to the marketplace by placing them in specialty children's boutiques and mass merchandisers throughout the country. And then in the 1990s, she joined a direct sales women's clothing company called Weekenders and built a million-dollar organization of 70 women over the next 10 years. Well, it's very exciting what you're involved with. Let's learn a little bit more about India Hicks. She seems to have quite a different perspective. She's been involved in modeling and marketing throughout the world. What brought her to the conclusion that she should start this business, India Hicks?
Well, as I said earlier, she has had, if she were sitting here, she'd tell you that she's had a rather unexpected life. For those of us who have observed her, by my way of thinking, it's been a pretty magical life. I mean, how many people can say they were witness to Princess Diana's wedding or have been in the company of the Queen? And so she's had an interesting life, but again, she is a very down-to-earth, wonderful person, very creative, has a really wonderful eye for style. And again, I think because she was around so many wonderful, stylish people her whole life, I think she just decided in her 40s that it was time that she did something on her own. And that's when she launched her own collection. And I think she's quite pleased with the results so far.
Now, when you're marketing these products for India Hicks, mm-hmm. and you have different events throughout the United States, does she show up for expos or trade meetings, or does she come to these events?
Whenever she can, she does. And when she does, of course, it's an absolute blast. She brings such an energy, and her story's fun to hear, you know, from her. And so she does, whenever she can, she's very busy with the design aspect of the business. So that takes a lot of her time, to say nothing of the fact that she's a mother of five, which in and of itself is pretty demanding. But she does show up. She actually was in Buffalo last October. She came and to the Buffalo Club. We had about 80 people. And
these were people buying her product?
Buying and just hearing her story, because her story is a great story. And people are very intrigued with her life. So whenever she can, she does show up. And when she does, it's well worth the time. And absolutely.
Now, I understand that 100 women are involved in this organization. What are these women like? What are their backgrounds?
You know, right now, in my own tribe, I've got about 125 women in my personal tribe. Company-wise, there are about 800 women. And it's a wonderful question because the...
So it grew from 100 to 800 in just a few years?
A year.
1 year?
1 year, yep. But the women, it's a great question. And I would say the women this company is attracting is... It's fascinating because there are surgeons, there are nurse practitioners, there are designers, there are event planners. A lot of the women who are involved with Indie Hicks do other things. Most of them have never done anything like direct sales, so it's really a kind of a step out of their wheelhouse to be even involved with anything like this. But because it's India and because she's so intimately involved with the day-in, day-out operation of the company, it's been a huge draw. I mean, the women who are attracted to this business want to be involved, in great part because of India.
All right, let's say someone is talking to you and they're interested in buying perhaps some of these purses or scarves or, you know, there are so many different products here, candles and so forth. Do they then call you, or do they email, or they look at the website? How do they buy and get more people involved?
The collection on the Indie Hicks, www.indiehicks.com, the entire collection is featured there. Certainly they can shop there, or they can ask for the name of an ambassador in their area, and they can shop directly with her. They can go on her website, or they could book their own get-together in their home and invite their friends over, open up a bottle of Prosecco, have some fun, and shop in the company in the comfort of their own home.
So you then would, let's say somebody in Tonawanda or St. Catharines wants to host 20 of their friends, then you would come and would you bring some of the products too?
Absolutely. I'd bring the entire collection. I have to tell you right now.
You need a big truck then.
Not yet, but it's growing quickly. It definitely is.
The collection seems like there are hundreds of products. So
you know, it's amazing. There are a couple of large bags in the collection, and I've gotten to the point where I can fit almost everything in two or three of the Madly Deeply bags, and they're big. I could fit probably my grandchild in one of those.
So you're a modern day bag lady.
I'm definitely a schlepper. There's no getting around it.
I see these Riviera baskets, baby Riviera.
It's great. It's a beautiful collection. It's just beautiful. It's beautifully crafted. I have to tell you, because you've mentioned Canada a couple of times.
Okay.
As of now, we really are only in the United States. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the time will come when we will expand to the Canadian market and beyond. But for now, the focus is on the U.S. market, which is huge. And we've really have a long way to go before we've penetrated that market.
Very good. Now let's talk about this as a meaningful shopping experience. How is this so substantive and meaningful for women to get together and tell the stories and buy the product?
You know, I think women today are so busy. I mean, I think of your wife, Brian. I mean, we have a lot of balls in the air. And if you can plan something in someone's home, come in and enjoy the company of your friends and have the opportunity to shop a beautiful collection without having to deal with malls and parking and, you know, just the hassle of just traditional shopping means. It's just a special way to consume, if you will, to buy. It really is. It's just a wonderful opportunity to shop. And women will always shop. And I don't care what time of the year it is, we shop.
Now, this seems more of a personal approach where you'll go into someone's home or office and explain your product to 10, 20 different women, I would presume, women.
Women, although there are a few men. There are a few men ambassadors, yep. Mm-hmm. So she's not discriminating by any means. But it is personal. It's just a nice way to get together with some friends. Again, we are so busy. Just to be able to get together, have some female companionship, and shop over a glass of wine, a couple hours in someone's home, is really a great way to shop, spend some time.
And where do most of these ambassadors work with selling India Hicks products? Is it the East Coast or all over the country? Where are they mostly located?
I would say that when India launched the company, and I don't even know the genesis of it, but there was a very heavy penetration in the South. So Texas, there's a wonderful group of women in Texas, the Southern states, the Carolinas. The Northeast, where I've sort of focused a lot of my energies, we're coming on strong. So keep your eyes open for the Northeast. We're catching up. But that said, there are states, Montana, I think we just sponsored our first ambassador in New Hampshire. There are states where there's literally no representation at all. So, but that will change. As this grows, that will change.
For those who just tuned in to the Rusk Report, our guest today is an entrepreneur who's involved with products called India Hicks. And they are independent style ambassadors, and that's what Nancy Murphy is. She's an ambassador for India Hicks. And if you're listening in Cheektowaga or Toronto or Manhattan, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. A little bit more information about our guest today. In 2001, Nancy Murphy started Harmony Expositions, a company dedicated to offering corporate wellness events. Although she has cut back on the number of events she produces, she's still actively involved with this company. And then last May, Nancy Murphy reconnected with a dear friend from her Weekender days, who had taken the role of VP of Sales and Marketing for new direct sales women's lifestyle company called India Hicks. And that's what we're talking about today on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. So we're not going to see these products in stores.
No.
That it's definitely going to be marketing through ambassadors throughout the United States.
Absolutely. She is very committed to the direct sales business model. Absolutely.
And is direct sales taking on a more and more prominent role in sales of products throughout the United States?
I really think it is. I think that, I'm not exactly sure why. I wouldn't want to have a traditional store today. I once owned two.
Why was it too time-consuming, too demanding?
It's very demanding. It's expensive. I mean, at any given time when we had our Crabtree and Evelyn shops, there could be $100,000 worth of inventory sitting on
the
shelves.
Right in the store.
Sitting there, waiting for someone to walk in and buy. It's expensive. Rent, heat, employees. It's just, there's a lot to it. The overhead with direct sales is minimal. You buy some samples. It's really your call. You can curate your own collection. And it's a really cost-effective way of getting involved with a business that could conceivably be very, very profitable.
Okay, let's say somebody meets you at a cocktail party at someone's home and they want to buy a dozen of these Riviera baskets and purses and scarves and so forth, and the order is made, how long does it take for it to be shipped to them?
Well, if someone was going to order a dozen Riviera bags, I would grab my invoice out of my purse, and I would write the order up right then and there at that cocktail party. But it takes about a week. Once the order is placed, it comes directly from Houston, as I mentioned earlier. It takes about a week to arrive, and it comes beautifully packaged. It's like Christmas when you get your India Hicks package. It's really very much in keeping with the whole style and, high-end classiness of the collection and of India.
Okay. Now, you say you have the ambassadors throughout the United States. Where is everything manufactured for India Hicks?
All of the beauty products are manufactured in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Sadly, because manufacturing is not what it once was in our country, the other products are made offshore. However, when India was modeling, she became very good friends with Ralph Lauren. And when she decided to create a line of handbags, he was very helpful in providing some of his sources to her. So the handbags are all made in the Ralph Lauren manufacturing facilities offshore.
Offshore.
Yeah.
And so basically in Texas is where you have everything warehoused.
That's right.
From throughout the world. And then it's shipped from there to wherever anyone is in the U.S.
That's it. Yep.
Okay. Now, she writes, India Hicks writes about that she's created a force of entrepreneurial trailblazers.
I like it.
Is that what you are?
I would say I probably have been a trailblazer most of my life. Some days it feels good. Some days I question it. I would have probably been a very good school teacher or nurse, but that wasn't my future, I'm afraid.
Okay. Now, this, you said basically most of these ambassadors are women.
Mm-hmm.
Does this company, India Hicks, stand to empower women with sales and marketing and a good career?
Absolutely. I mean, when I'm speaking with women about joining my tribe, I really let them know that it's up to them to take this as far as they want. If they want just a part-time opportunity, they can certainly have that. If they want a six-figure income, that is absolutely possible with this business. It won't just happen. It takes work, but what doesn't? What anything that's worthwhile does. But it absolutely has great potential.
What is your goal? Is your goal to have more ambassadors who report to you and you sort of manage these different ambassadors for India Hicks nationally? Is that your goal?
That's my sort of immediate goal, but my sort of long-term goal would be to build leaders who can basically just duplicate myself. Because in doing that, these little spin-off tribes become part of, you know, the strength of my tribe, overall tribe. So my goal is to empower future leaders within my tribe to go out and take this as far as they possibly can.
Now, do we see India Hicks as a company branching off into different sales of different products and perhaps going beyond the U.S. borders in the future?
Yes.
What is the goal?
I don't know specifically what their game plan is, but as I said earlier, because the U.S. market's so huge and there are only 800 of us to date, which is nothing. I mean, it's so few people. I think it will be a while before they expand beyond our borders. But I'm sure that it's on their radar at some point. I just don't know when. But I'm sure that it will happen. Hopefully I won't be too old when it does.
So you're planning to grow with the company?
I hope so. I'm really enjoying it. I've made some wonderful good friends so far. Getting to know India has been a great treat. And, of course, reconnecting with my friend Jeanette, who, again, is responsible for my being involved with this.
Sorry, we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close. Thank you for enlightening us, Nancy Murphy, about this novel new company that is growing so fast throughout the United States, India Hicks. Again, Nancy Murphy is Senior Director and Founding Leader. Special thanks to Kevin Carr for the past 15 years as our Director of Production. Thank you for enlightening us, Nancy Murphy, with India Hicks, and have a great week.
My pleasure. Thank you, Bri.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.